Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Cal fans, we are back. This is the 89 Blitz coming at you in the offseason here with the Golden Bearcast, a part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. Alongside me, I have my co-host, Rob. Rob, how you doing?
Woohoo! Another 89 Blitz!
Clearly stoked. Clearly stoked.
So happy! So happy!
And we are here to discuss the big news that dropped, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, May 13th.
May 13th.
Sound about right?
Yep.
And the Pac-12 finally made the move. Good old Larry Scott, I believe his tenure is up at the end of June, so the end of Q2.
Yep.
He is getting the good old PTI happy trails. Happy trails, Larry Scott. And we are now welcoming a new commissioner in the Pac-12 by the name of George
I want to hear
Klivikov. Something like that. Some with a K and a B and an A and a cough somewhere in there.
I wanted to see how much you would butcher this last name.
Klivikov. George K.
The beginning of football season when they like finally like announce him and like do impactful media days and someone says his name and we're like, oh, so that's how you say it.
Wasn't how I did it. Nope. We're just going to throw that out and say, wasn't that. So yeah, we hired George K from MGM. And I know what you're thinking, which is,
what am I thinking?
Well, didn't Larry Scott come into his position from an outsider role, and they announced as a conference that they were looking to get somebody that knew the ins and outs and could understand the full breadth of the athletic requirements from each particular conference member.
Mm-hmm.
And so they made the obvious hire and pulled the guy from Las Vegas with zero college football experience. We all saw that one coming. So, Rob, give me your thoughts.
So this hire has its pros and cons in my mind. Because I looked at, like, what he's done, right? And with MGM and all that. And I'm sure – I think the MGM stuff does play a role because, of course, we play the college – or the women's and the men's both play their conference basketball tournaments in Las Vegas, right? Like, all of that is there. I think they're moving – they're going to move the Pac-12 championship game to Vegas at some point. So all that considered, they probably had run-ins with him in setting that up. And that's why there's that familiarity there of how to connect with the college sports world from like a merchandising / like, you know, event venue direction, right? And that might be the direction they want to go now because of how much they screwed up, like setting up the Pac-12 network and like the TV deals and all that. Now you have a guy who has experience working with, according to the article from the press release from the Pac-12 conference, NBC Universal, MLB's Advanced Media. Like, you have a guy now who has dealt with media, the media aspect of events and like promoting, sports. So if you can get, if you can bring him in to do that, and if he can somehow knock out a TV deal with like YouTube TV or Hulu over the next however many months before the football season starts, he's already a success. he already will have done so much more than Larry Scott has done. That also, on top of that, I think a lot of people suspect that the Pac-12 headquarters, which is currently in downtown San Francisco, might move to Vegas at some point, because he is so heavily connected in that city. And it makes so much sense, especially if you're going to have the Pac-12 men's and women's basketball championships and the Pac-12 football championship in Vegas, to have your headquarters in Vegas. It makes too much sense in my mind. So all in all, I'm waiting to see how this pans out. Cause like, you're not bringing in a guy from another sport. You're basically bringing in this guy to maximize the amount of profits made via media rights and like promoting a product, which is the product of Pac-12 sports. Hmm. And there was one comment in his press, in his opening presser, that some people didn't really like, but some of the positives is like he said the first thing is he wants to start those conversations about NLI, right? He wants to be at the forefront of those conversations and to help that process. I was like, all right, ding, positive. And then he was like, we know like where all our money is made, which is men's basketball and football, right? And like that, his thing is to promote those things. So positive, yes, ding. The only negative side, in my opinion, to that comment was he kind of didn't really address any of the other sports. Like, he addressed the ones that he knows, like, from a financial standpoint, make the most money, and that's what's going to help the conference progress. And realistically, it's true, right? That's, like, all the money that's being made is if, you know, we get teams to, like, go further in the NCAA tournament or, you know, in the New York Six Bowls or in college football playoffs, all of that. So I get where he's coming from a financial standpoint, from a student athlete perspective. Like, that's not kind of what you want to hear from your commissioner, to just only talk about the two sports that is like the star, you know, highlight showpiece of your conference. That's kind of what I actually liked about Larry Scott. He was very heavily invested in the non like revenue sports and saying how important that was to each school and like the DNA of the conference. And, you know, he always talked about the winning the multiple championships in other sports outside of the two main ones, like women's basketball and how well they do, and rowing, gymnastics, and rugby, and, you know, volleyball. Like, he always loved to talk about that stuff, which I appreciated as a Pac-12 fan. But that he didn't get the real job done. And I think that's where Commissioner George is going to come in and do his thing. But I am slightly worried about that aspect of it. Your thoughts?
No, I'm with you 100%. That was well articulated. I am shocked that someone on their first day of the job would try to alienate 95% of their student athletes from the universities that are participating in their conference. To put it only on men's sports feels incredibly short-sighted in the world we live in now, and feels like we're going back in time. So I felt like that was a huge miss.
Yeah.
From it, to say that's where it's bread and butter. Look, Cal said the same thing. Point blank. Cal said the same thing. They just did it in a much nicer way. They said, look, we know that.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The revenue generation for our university starts with football, mm-hmm. and we have to succeed in football first. Everything else comes after that. That's fine. That's great. Like, I get it. You're not coming out and saying like our bread is buttered with men's football and men's basketball. Like, dude, like what? Like, come on. Like, we have so many amazing people that come out of our universities that are representatives in much different ways than just being basketball players and football players. It's ridiculous. So, huge miss for me on that. And my big negative against George is he worked at MLB Advanced Media. MLB. So, for those of you that don't know, because I actually had to interact with MLB Advanced Media back in the day when I was trying to sell a marketing software, this ridiculous company I used to work at. And what they did was they took all of the different areas that baseball could work with from a marketing perspective, everything that could possibly be out there, and they brought that into one organization called MLB Advanced Media that controls all of the media. So if you want anything, you have to go to MLB, like it was like called BAM, MLB BAM or something like that. And that's how it works. So it's very like, the nucleus of it is super top down to me. It doesn't really allow for what I think a more flat organization might have, where you have more opportunities to innovate. And that's because all of that is protected because it's so hard to get access to it. So what's happened to baseball since they've moved to MLB Advanced Media? Well, you look at basketball as the counterpoint to this. Basketball has been a little bit more loose with their highlights. So what has happened? Well, Instagram blew up and House of Highlights blew up with it. And all I see on Instagram are basketball highlights. And now all of a sudden I'm seeing football highlights.
Yep.
So I get NFL highlights. I get basketball highlights. Dude, I see freaking golf highlights.
Yeah.
I see everything except baseball. The amazing home run derby. I will never forget this. The quintessential moment for why this system did not work for baseball was when Vlad Guerrero had the amazing home run derby, and I can't even remember who he was squaring up against, which is insane because I remember at the time it was incredible and it was like Vlad versus somebody else. But I tried to go look it up and see him hit all those, and there was no videos on Instagram, there's no videos on Twitter, there's no replays allowed and anywhere besides on the MLB site. So if I am not a core consumer, and like I even tried to look it up on the MLB app, couldn't even find it. And it's just mind-blowing to me. So look, I don't know how involved he is. I'm not trying to come out and scare everybody and say he's going to be – I'm just going to say like that's a huge blip on the resume, like a huge concern for me on the resume. And I would have been like – if I was in the interview room, I'd be like, yeah, let's take like an hour and a half and just talk about your time at MLB. great. Cool. George K. Awesome. So I think that's it. He's obviously saying the right things. I mean, coming out, oh yeah, okay, I want the college football expanded. Great. Like, who doesn't? I think that's like an easy one. Like, yeah, awesome. Like, it got a bunch of my friends riled up, and for the right reason, it's what we should do. I think that
it's what we all want. Just give what the people want. The customer's always right.
So, you know, and I'm glad to see that that's on the table. I think what you talked about, like the idea of moving the Pac-12 championship game to Vegas, is a pretty good idea. I do think that like no one was really traveling out to San Francisco for it. And Vegas is like this really nice hub between like the Pacific Northwest, California, the Mountain West, or whatever you want to call it, Arizona, Utah, Colorado, like, and Vegas kind of being like smack dab in the middle of that. It's super fun to go to. Like, I would want to go maybe just to be there. Like, at the Raider Stadium is amazing.
Yeah.
That's where they're going to have it. So it's like, that's really smart. As far as pulling out the Pac-12, yeah, probably the real estate's out here is so crazy. Like, that's fiscally really responsible to do that. So I know he commented on that. So, like, all that stuff makes sense to me. And so am I confident on the broadcast side, the revenue side, that we're going to start to maybe get away from wanting to have a commissioner that wants to mess around with 9:30 a.m. football games? Yes. But not with – I don't know if this is the home run hire that I was really looking for. And so I think, like, I give it, like, well, you know, Larry Bart, as you mentioned, as you so appropriately mentioned, it's a pretty low bar. So if you can get us into some different ways of getting the product out there, that's great. But also, like, the Olympics are coming up. Cal itself is going to have massive representation. The universities of the Pac, you know, the student athletes from the Pac-12 will have massive representation. And the fact that our commissioner isn't out there necessarily, like, vocally supporting those former student athletes or even current student athletes, like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah, I think you nailed all the points I missed. But the big, I mean, like, it's just, like, to be real about, like, where the finances are, and that's exactly what you talked about. Like, that's why I'm like, if you can nail down that TV deal within the next, like, 4 months before football season starts, like, you're already trending in the right direction with all Pac-12 schools and fans already. Like, you know, if, like, can I please cancel my Comcast, what's it, subscription? Like, can I please cancel that contract? Like, can I just move on to YouTube TV for crying out loud and get the Cal game? Like...
Yeah. Let me cut the cord.
Is it too much to ask for? Like, sure, I don't mind having it because, you know, it's not delayed and it's not dependent on my internet speed or whatnot, but
yeah.
I would love to consolidate into a single, like, I just pay for internet and I pay for, like, YouTube TV. Like, that's what I get. That's where I get my TV. But that's the dream. That's the dream over the next few months.
And I'm pretty confident that we'll be able to do that. I think that side of it, you know, like, there's definitely some low-hanging fruit here that exists. And I think that will happen. But I encourage us to have a higher bar than just that.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, at the end of the day, like, yes, that stuff matters. And we know why it matters. But I do think the brand of, like, Conference of Champions means a lot. Mm-hmm. It's always something that I at least have taken a lot of pride in. And... that doesn't just mean conference. I mean, certainly not the Conference of Champions for football and basketball anytime recently. So that's made up of all those other teams. And
yeah, if you're not plastering videos of Bill Walton saying Conference of Champions as a marketing tool, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Bill Walton's a very polarizing figure, and I really enjoy it, but this is a rabbit hole.
Some people might not like it.
This is the Blitz. We're staying focused today.
But that's it. I think we talked about it enough. I think people enjoyed our takes. If you've enjoyed the Blitz, let us know. And we'll figure out what more to talk about on the Blitz. Or you can let us know what else you want us to talk about in short form. But that's it. And as always, go Bears.
Go Bears.